from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're laughing with Mary Lynn, chasing crocodiles, and digging jazz in San Jose. We dig David Wiegand. He's just so hip. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's open with a bit of jazz funk to go with your coffee. That snarky puppy from their newest album, and they're part of a terrific, terrific lineup at the 25th annual San Jose Jazz Summerfest. And what I noticed was a lot of Latin jazz. David, what caught your eye?
You know, there's a lot of everything on this festival. I think it's one of the best lineups in several years. It's really good. Some of the people were there, like Bootsy Collins, Times Four, Lettuce C. And a woman that I think is just like such a Bay Area treasure, Catherine Russell. I really, really dig her sound.
Yeah, also Chris Bowers, who's a wonderful keyboardist.
Yeah, definitely.
The 25th annual San Jose Jazz Summerfest runs tonight through Sunday at stages around downtown San Jose. Tickets are as low as $15. And Cafe Stritch, which we'll mention again in a minute, is doing its annual tribute to Rahsaan Roland Kirk through the weekend as well. Mary Lynn Ricecub is a stand-up comedian with a backup plan. She co-stars with Kiefer Sutherland on 24, which is pretty serious stuff, but she's really very funny as well.
She's very, very funny. I mean, she's an actress and a comedian. I like her better than Kiefer on 24, actually. I was so glad they brought it back just to sort of see her again. Her character as Chloe O'Brien is so great. She's such a strange, different person, a different kind of comic. And I think it's cool that she's doing two nights of comedy at Punchline.
Yeah, Mary Lynn Ricecub plays the Punchline in San Francisco Tuesday and Wednesday. And back to San Jose now for some rock and roll about an alien invasion. Well, I'm not sure I can understand those lyrics, but that's Sonny Smith of Sonny and the Sunsets off their space concept album, Antenna to the Afterworld. And this is just such strange music, but really compelling stuff.
It really is, yeah. He's a really interesting dude. He's one of those polymath dudes, you know, who can do everything. And I remember this exhibit. In 2010, he did this thing called 100 Records, where he had a lot of different artists like Ed Ruscha and Tucker Nichols create album covers for bands that didn't exist. But he's also...
And then he wrote all the music.
And then he wrote all the music for it. And so he's so talented. He's so great. I love the sound. The music is just terrific. And you get a chance to hear them on the 13th at Cafe Stritch in San Jose.
And that's our cheap thrill. Tickets $12 in advance. The California Shakespeare Theater is having a great year celebrating its 40th anniversary with three terrific shows so far, and they've just opened a funny and perceptive version of Pygmalion by George Bernard Shaw. And David, the director, John Moscone, who's also the artistic director there, really focuses on Shaw's feminism and ideas about women's independence, and he gets great performances, really funny, funny performances from the whole cast, including Irena Lucio as Eliza Doolittle and James Carpenter as her dad is just fabulous. Cal Shakes presents Pygmalion through August 24th. And there's another Pygmalion permutation.
There is. I mean, we all know that Pygmalion was the basis for My Fair Lady, but it's also the basis for one of the better new shows coming this fall on TV. It's called Selfie, and it stars Karen Gillan of Doctor Who fame as Eliza Dooley. So that's the ever-convertible and versatile George Bernard Shaw.
We were going to talk a bit about Outside Land this weekend in Golden Gate Park, but it's sold out. So we have something more fun, a great Born in California noise pop band that you can still get tickets to. Yeah, it's pop, it's fun, it's the Crocodiles from their last album, Crimes of Passion. The group sounds like they've warmed up just a little bit from their first album, Summer of Hate.
No, absolutely they have. I mean, they've grown poppier and poppier since their formation in 2008. These are primarily two guys from San Diego, Brandon Welches and Charles Rowell. And they've been compared to Jesus and Mary Chain and Echo and the Bunnymen and Tommy James and the Shondells even. It's a very rich sound. The more they play together, I really like them a lot.
Crocodiles plays tonight at the Chapel in San Francisco. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/thedolist. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.